Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Joined in studio now by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, as well as senior linebacker Mason Shervington. Appreciate you guys coming in this morning, week three of the high school football season. I mean, we're about a third of the way through the regular season. It's kind of hard to believe we're at this point. Everything's going pretty fast so far.
Yeah, it does. Once you start those, week one and you get that excitement, before you know it, the regular season's on its way, and it kind of goes week in, week out.
It is Lace Up for Pediatric Cancer Night, a chance to raise some money here for the folks that will be going to the Maryville Cancer Care Patient Assistance Fund. A special cause, it's a second home game. It's sponsored by Rain Physical Therapy this evening, a new business in town. Can you talk about how that came about and the partnership there with Michael to kind of make this happen?
Yeah, it's a national kind of program that coaches receive information on, and we got it over the summer, and it's something we like to, do special events at our home games and support our community in different ways. And, last year we did a law enforcement first responders night, and we've done some things for, Pink Out and Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. But this Yellow Laces event was something that I thought kind of matched up with our home game, and contacted Michael Gard there at Rain Therapy, and he kind of sponsored to get us all yellow laces for all our shoes. All our players will be wearing yellow laces. And then one of the things that I like about, this chance to raise some funds is 100% of all these funds go to our local state in Maryville. It's a national kind of cause, but we're going to pass donation buckets at the end of the first quarter through the crowd, and 100% of those proceeds go to our local families in need that are going through pediatric cancer. And this week at practice, we were able to kind of have a guest speaker kind of fill us in on a family experience that family went through. And nobody wants to experience cancer, especially with young kids, and how that affected their family. But just kind of support a good cause and educate our players.
It is one of those things that it's a small community, and we like to think of a tight-knit town. And, that's not something we see here necessarily, but you go down the road, St. Joe, Kansas City, it's more. But it really does affect every community. It's happening here. It'll be a special night, a chance to raise some funds this evening. Hope folks can get out and take in the ball game, do that as well. Mason, last week was youth football night, a chance to have some youth players in the locker room run out on the field. You guys have done some youth camps and kind of mentoring those kids too. You kind of throw in this kind of the other side of, some sick kids that can't always get into that and raising money for the pediatric cancer awareness. Is this kind of special for you as a senior in high school, kind of heading into that adulthood side of things, of taking some of these kids under your wing and kind of being mindful of, what is going on and taking care of your community like that?
Yeah, especially youth football night just means a lot to those kids to be able to do what we do every Friday and just walk out there and run through and stuff like that, and you could see it, how happy it makes them. And so that's always something that's been important to me, is just making other people happy, and to see all those kids, and they're just lit up, and it's great.
I think it was probably early August that there was another youth football camp, and the kids had a chance to get out there. You guys were running through with the 11-on-11 and had the full pads on, but also taking some of those kids under your wing. Does it put coaching in your mind at all? Is that something you've thought about in the future?
It is something I've thought about, but it sneaks in there sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll interject there. I think when you involve high school boys, and especially some younger youth, I think they understand when their parents say, "My patience is wearing thin." it is fun. It, as a coach, it's unique to watch your players that you're coaching kind of coach younger players or other kids. And you kind of realize that they're saying the kind of the same things you tell them. Like, it reminds you, like, they are listening to us. When they say the same things, like, okay, so we're not just talking for sake of talking. Like when they're using it, and it's a lot of fun watching our own high school players coach the young kids too.
Even when you think they're zoning off and looking at something different, yeah, they are listening still.
They listen to everything. That's right.
It's senior night tonight for Maryville High School football as well, taking on Chillicothe. Mason, it's still early in the season. There's only a limited number of home regular season football games, having senior night tonight. Have you thought about that? What it means to you? What it'll be like to go out there and be recognized before the game, but then also kind of go out on the field and know that you know, all those folks are there watching you, and it's a special time.
It's crazy. I remember very well my freshman year. I was with it was Jackson Bram. It was that group senior night, and me and Drew Burns were sitting on a little bench outside the multi, and he comes up and he's like, "Oh, I remember so well, like it flies." And we were like, "All right, whatever," and we don't really believe you. And then, no, it really does fly. It flew. So it's crazy.
Eight seniors getting recognized, you and seven of your teammates too. I know it's one of those things that gets talked about a lot, but I feel like unless you're actually in there taking bullets alongside these guys, you don't really get to fully feel and experience that. I mean, to be on the football field with these guys, to go through adversity, to pull out some of these wins, there's a real bond that comes with being padded up and with those guys on a Friday night, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. We are a very tight-knit group, especially the seniors. We're very close to each other.
We go through the first 3 years, and we still have a lot of memories to make. What games stick out to you when you were the younger guy, the underclassman, that chance to step up, make some plays, get some wins?
Blair Oaks my sophomore year. Harrisonville my sophomore year. Cassville. Last year there were probably a couple. Yeah.
We can turn around and revisit this one there and late November or so, and go back through and find a few more too. So Maryville taking on Chillicothe tonight. Coach Webb, is this one that you do kind of think about, the rivalry aspect? You don't want to put too much influence maybe on the student-athletes, but this is one that these two MEC teams have some great battles over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've being an alumni, and I remember playing Chillicothe back in the early 90s when I was in high school, and those – two communities and knowing guys from Chillicothe, whether it be through, you know, summer sports or, you know, pick up, you know, summer league games with baseball or basketball, you start knowing the players as you go through high school, and then so to meet up with kind of the guys that you know and are friends with or rivals with, you always want to win those games. You know, you want to have bragging rights over those games. And you know, I think Chillicothe is unique because our communities are very similar. You know, they about the same size, and they support, you know, their youth sports or your youth activities very similarly the way Maryville does. And I just think it's always a lot of fun. And you just remember those games. You know, I being coaching here back now 10 years, you know, I remember 2017 and, you know, they beat us in the regular season, and then we had to beat them to go on in the districts and win a, you know, state championship that year. And it's just it's a unique rivalry.
As we look at it, it's the MEC opener as well. Mason, we always hear coaches from all over the country, you're going to see the biggest jumps week one to week two. You kind of get that game action and then make those adjustments. You see so much growth as you head through week two. Blair Oaks, then Harrisonville, now heading into Chillicothe. Does it feel like this Spoofhound football team made some of those big jumps to where it's like, all right, we've kind of hit our stride and we've got our legs under us now?
Yeah, after Blair Oaks, we fixed what we did wrong, and I think we're ready to go as far as everything.
Of course, from a defensive perspective, you're facing super special talent there in Blair Oaks, but I'm sure going into it, film, coach is saying we have to adjust this, and this, and make these upgrades. That close to pitching a shutout against Harrisonville, that had to feel pretty good of, all right, what the coaches are saying, we're executing, it's working right now.
No, it did. It was good. I think especially defensively, stuff like DBs, the eyes, linebackers tackling, D-line just being where they are, I think we fixed that. We got it back together and pieced it. It just comes after the first game. You got to learn.
How much ownership as a captain, as a senior out there on that defensive unit, do you have to make sure, hey, getting guys lined up right, making sure everybody is sticking to those assignments, and mid-game, you're that coach on the field?
I would say I do take a lot of it. I talk a lot, but I'd much rather take it than have no one do it, and stuff gets messed up. So,
Maryville High School football taking on Chillicothe this evening. We're talking with head coach Matt Webb and senior linebacker Mason Shervington. Mason, you get into an intense game, things are going. Who is the most tense, like, person that is ready to just blow up on the field as far as, like, yelling, screaming, wanting to, like, really get into it at that point? There's someone bringing it, right?
There's two, Drew Burns and Cole Zarbano. And Cole is just always on, like, 10. But Drew, it depends on the game. There are some games where Drew's up there.
Leave it to the defensive backs to have everything cranked up pretty high.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to crack a joke in the huddle on defense?
Court, 100% court.
That makes sense. We go from the back end there to the defensive line. So before we let you go too, the NFL season got rolling last night. Bills all over the Rams. Long way to go. Do you guys have any NFL predictions? Where do you look right now?
Well, most people think coaches watch the NFL. I don't watch the NFL that much. When it's your career and you live it 7 days a week to watch football, and I watch a lot of college games and that sort of thing. But on a Sunday, I'd rather, maybe if I get a chance to slip out and go for a walk or do yard work or something, I'd rather do something like that. But I'm a Chiefs fan, and obviously I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan, so I'd say anybody that is picking the Chiefs not to win the AFC, I think is kind of crazy when you got that coaching staff and that quarterback. So it's going to be an exciting year to watch them. So
call me crazy. I love the answer, though, because that was very well thought out of I'm not seeing every game, but I'm a fan of this. Most fans just yell and scream and say, I'm right because I watched this one game, Yep. Mason, you have a team. What are your thoughts there?
I'm not a fan of either of these teams, but I think the Bills and the Chargers – They might take hold.
See,
Bills looked scary good last night.
They did, and you got to love it. All the quarterbacks in the AFC too. So survive the conference. See what happens, gentlemen. Chillicothe tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. Good luck this evening.
Thanks. I'd like to give a special shout out to Miss Wonderly, Nolan's teacher. He's got a great week of school. So special shout out to those teachers in town.
Indeed, the unsung heroes. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior captain Mason Shervington. Kickoff tonight against Chillicothe, 7 o'clock. Pregame on KXEV Maryville. KLRNW Chillicothe is 6:30.